الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Hello, my kiramos, respected brothers or sisters listening over the receivers and at the madrasa. Since it had been announced that we are having a program tonight, otherwise I would have asked all of you to also go to the qiraat jalsa. But nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and karam that He gathered us here for the purpose of His zikr. And it is this zikrullah which has been mentioned in many, many places in the Quran Sharif, many places in the Ahadith. The remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A Muslim's whole life should be the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. It's not a question of just sitting for a little while and remembering Allah ta'ala. When a person has got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we cannot have that muhabbat for a little while. A person, if he says, I love my child, then does it mean that I love my child in the morning but I don't love him in the afternoon? I love him in the evening but I don't love him late at night. A person who loves his wife, and if he has to tell her that I only love you from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, or 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, will she consider that as love? So much so that when a person has got a pet, many people have got parrots, some have got even rabbits, and some people make pets of even monkeys. There are different people who like different things as pets. So even if the pet is even a monkey, the person is going to talk about his pet all the time. When we talk about pets, then you say, yes, I also got one. Some people love their pets, and some people love their pet. And they love the pet, then they're always worried about what food next for this pet. So it just depends on what you love. But the love of that pet, the person will have in his heart. The love of that wife will be in his heart. The love of that child will be in his heart. Not for some period of time only. If it is true love, sincere love, then it will be for all times. It's just that in different places that love will manifest itself in different ways. Now the person has got true love and sincere love for his wife, but now when he's sitting with his client in the business house and the client has come to buy, or he has come to attain to some agreement and some deal, so that at that time, now he's not going to sit there and talk about his wife, or he's going to talk about his child, or he's going to start talking about his pet all the time. The 1 hour discussion, the 1 hour negotiation, the 1 hour agreement they are talking about, at that time they're talking about the agreement. Sometimes the person might not even think of the wife at that time, not even think of the child at that time. For anything that he loves, some love gold and silver, some love the bank balances, some love travel, whatever they love. But at that moment in time, it is going to be different. But we are not going to say that this person in this moment in time, when he is now entering into some kind of agreement, or into some kind of sale, or some kind of business, or some kind of talk that he is now occupied in, so at that time, there is no love for that wife, there is no love for that child, there is no love. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that now on this occasion, the person is engaged in something else, but as soon as he is finished with that, and again his mind is empty and free of that, then he starts thinking again. Those who are in illicit love relationships, in the business house, anywhere, they want to find some opportunity to use even the telephone, the computers, anything to get in touch with the so-called beloved, or even with the wife or child. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love is for all times, it is for 24 hours of the day. And the slight difference here is that the person has to just ask himself, is my Allah pleased with this or not? That's all. And what is the way that Allah ta'ala wants me to conduct my business, to undertake my marriage, to have my walima? What is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure when it comes to my home life, my business life? When I'm on the ground, what is Allah ta'ala's pleasure? When I'm in the air, what is Allah ta'ala's pleasure? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings give us guidelines for every aspect of our life. So that is all that the person will have to remember. And then he will enter into negotiations, he will eat, he will drink, he will travel, he will do everything. So many people sometimes think that that moment we have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. But you haven't forgotten Allah Ta'ala if you remember that He is away. That much that if the person remembers that Allah Ta'ala is away, He is watching. He knows exactly what we are doing. If we are cheating, then He is aware of it. If we are speaking the truth, He is aware of it. If we are hiding any defect, He is aware of it. And if we are revealing the defect, He is aware of it. If you are in ibadat, he is aware of it. If you are in zikr and tilawat, he is aware of it. And if the person is in watching porn sites, or the person is reading filthy literature, or the person is engaging khudana khasta Allah, protect and forbid, in adultery or fornication, or some other kind of dark sin, in the darkness of the night, then Allah Ta'ala is aware of that also. So that is remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And when we are going to get that kind of remembrance, then that is that remembrance that will bring its minan of the qalb. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. So this itminan that the person will get in his heart will be when the remembrance is of that kind. Therefore it is said that the fish, it gets its sukoon when it is filma, when it is deep in the water. If it is just on the surface of the water, then any person can snatch it away. When the sardine runs start, then see how they snatch the sardines. So we are not getting that sukoon with our zikrullah because either the quantity is not right or the quality is not right. If the quality is right, then as I explained to you, that in different parts of our life, we will see the effects of the zikrullah. And under all conditions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give some kind of sukoon in the heart. So that is the purpose of this zikrullah majlis. It's not only to read some tasbih. How much do we read? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? That's all. But does it mean that that is sufficient now? Our next Thursday we'll make some zikrullah again. So if a person is only depending on that much, then it shows that there is a deficiency. That is just like that 1 teaspoon of water or a quarter tumbler of water for a person who is extremely thirsty. Now we give him just 2 teaspoons of water, 2 tablespoons of water. So there we can say clearly that although it is water, but the quantity is not right. Even if the person is given a quarter tumbler, it's not right. He requires sufficient water to quench his thirst. And sometimes the water is sufficient, but it is too hot. Boiling water, and you tell the person, you're thirsty, now drink, oh, there's plenty of water here. So can he drink that boiling water? Or the water is very salty. So now that salty water, the more he's going to drink, the more his thirst will increase. If you take a very thirsty person to the salty waters of the ocean, and there you tell the person that now, drink water, there's billions of liters of water in the ocean. So will that be sufficient? In fact, what you are really doing is making him prepare for his death. Because the more he's going to drink, the more his thirst will increase, and finally he'll die. So either the quantity is not right or the quality is not right. Both have to be right. And then you see the true effects of the zikrullah. So those who just depend once a week will make zikrullah. But that is not the purpose of this majlis. It is so that we get some kind of boost, some kind of interest, some kind of enthusiasm, some kind of zeal, some kind of love for zikrullah. That while the person is walking, is driving, is moving around, doing nothing, so at that time he keeps his tongue occupied in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves those who remember him. In fact, it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, أَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Now, so many different meanings have been given. I'm not going in that direction. But one is that you remember me with a ta'at, with obedience, and I will remember you with inayat. Tazkuruni bil ta'a, azkurkum bil inaya. Now, we don't want to do that. There's a condition here. We say we must fulfill the condition, the shara'it. Yeah, this is the condition that you remember me with obedience, with a thought, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give his inayat, his bounties. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will shower his bounties. So what kind of remembrance are we talking about? Otherwise we all will say, but I made 5 times subhanallah this morning. And somebody will say, I read 10 times last night. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should be showering his blessings upon you. So what it really means is that quantity and the quality both have to be right, then we will see the benefits of that zikrullah. Our akabir, our mashayikh, and all the pious and righteous people of all times, they looked forward to some khalwat, some kind of seclusion in some part of the night where they can make zikrullah and remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and draw his rahmat and his mercy. And they found a special bond and a special attachment with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that part of the hour, which you have been listening to so many times. So we all are busy. Who's not busy in the world today? Everybody is busy. You say busy. But when the angel of death will come, can anybody say, I was very busy? Angel of death is not going to wait for us to first complete all our activities of life. Say, well, you've got a building to complete, you have to still marry, you have to still wait for the plants to grow and the crops to grow, and you have to still wait for the flowers on the trees, and you have to still wait for the mangoes on the mango trees. Thereafter, your soul will be taken. Can anybody say that? So in our busy time, we have to find some time for this zikrullah. Everybody is busy. But in that time, we find time for everything. A person, if he's really got the urge to answer the call of nature, at that time he finds time. He doesn't say, I'm very busy now, lots of customers here, so therefore it doesn't matter. And especially if the person is suffering from certain kinds of kidney problem, bladder problem, so then he will leave the customers, he will leave the cash collection and everything, and he'll rush to the toilet. And again, if he's got some other kind of problem where he takes a long time in the toilet, so then he will bear all that because he knows my health depends on that. So for the sake of health, a person is prepared, will find time in spite of all his busy occupation, but he will find time. So now this is the need that all of us also, we must find some time. Because most of the letters that we get from different parts of the world, we just can't find time. And yet the zikrullah in these times is not even recommended that you must read 10,000 times, 5,000 times, not even 1,000 times. But people can't even find time for one tasbih. Tell them, read one tasbih, la ilaha illallah. One tasbih of subhanallah. One tasbih of astaghfirullah. Or durood sharif. And Like that, just one tasbih during the day, 24 hours of the day also, it's no time. So it's not a question of no time, it's just a question of we do not have that shock and that zawk. When we have that shock for anything, the passion for anything, then we find time. Everybody finds time. If he's got a passion for something, he finds time for it. In every person's life, you can see that if he's got a passion for running marathon, then he'll find the time for it. If he's got a passion for art and craft, the person will find time, the woman will find time for that. And some have got passion for gossip, then they find the time for the gossip. They find hours and hours for that. So it is just the trap of nafs and shaitan. Therefore again, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, beautiful couplet. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Ye har ek cheez hi be-maza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai. We don't have that passion, we don't have that interest, we don't have that taste for ibadat, for zikr, for tilawat. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai. Na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. There's no happiness, there's no enjoyment in these things anymore. Person doesn't enjoy his zikr, his tilawat, his ibadat. Because if you enjoy it, then you want to do more and more. Na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Har ek cheez hi be-maza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Oh Allah, everything has become be-maza, tasteless from the time that you are away from myself. You are far away. I have distanced myself from you, not that Allah Ta'ala has distanced himself from us. But oh Allah, I have distanced myself from you and therefore everything has become tasteless. There's no barakat in my business, there's no barakat in my risk and sustenance. There's no happiness in my family life. Nothing but disputes, arguments, quarrels, fights, nothing else. Everything has become tasteless, even if you're blessed with plenty of wealth. I can have a palace, but everything is tasteless, there's no enjoyment. Are those kings and rulers getting any kind of enjoyment in the present day? Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Bahrain, all these places, kings, so much so that even the king of Saudi Arabia, everybody is worried. Palaces upon palaces, but look at the worries. Every person is worried. The happiness is not there, the surur is not there. And if Allah Ta'ala gives with his happiness, then of course the person will have enjoyment of both worlds, here to and the hereafter. So it is not a question of not having the time, it's a question of not having the passion for it. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai. I mentioned once that har ek cheez hi be-maza. So we're not talking here of all the gouda cheese, cheddar cheese and all the other cheese. Cheese here means everything. But even if you have to take the different kinds of cheese, at one time the person used to get a different taste in different cheese. But now even that cheese has become be-maza. Whether it is cheddar or gouda or any other kind of cheese, even that has become be-maza. While the person is eating, but if he's under pressure and there's a lot of tension and a lot of worries and a lot of stress, then he doesn't even realize that the cheese is gone in the stomach. It has only increased the waistline. Nothing else. They forgot about the taste also. How it went past the throat, they didn't realize. It's only when they looked at themselves in the mirror the next day, they realized I had 1/4 pound or 1/4 kg of cheese or 1 kg. So, har ek cheez hi be-maza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Once Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is out of sight, we have distanced ourselves from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then believe me, life becomes miserable. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it miserable. And when the person has got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. That is, he is obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His namaz, his roza, zakat, hajj and wibdar, his ibadat, his muamalat also, his dealings, his akhlaq and his character. The person is behaving as a human being. He's a true insan. It's easy to read wazifas, but to become true insan is very difficult. So when the person is doing all that, then there is guarantee Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the person itminan of qalb. You will find sukoon in the heart, different conditions as you heard 120 times now.
Bekayfi me bito humne ek kayf musalsal dekha hai jis hal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us hal ko akmal dekha hai bekayfi mein bhi to humne kayf musalsal dekha irrespective of what kind of conditions of hardship, calamity, difficulty, whatever. Humne kayf musalsal dekha jis hal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us hal ko akmal dekha, because the person has got that yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is in his wisdom, whatever he chooses for me, it is the best. So the condition that I am in is the best. He will make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. He will go to the bazaars and marketplaces to earn his livelihood. He will do exercise, he will do everything for health purposes. He will take medication if it is required. He will undergo operation and surgery if it is required. But there is a kind of kayfiyat inside, that the person knows that it's from my Allah. So there will be a kind of sukoon in the heart. There will be pain in the body, but sukoon in the heart. This morning I was mentioning in the Tarbiyah lesson that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Taif, then it was not that blood flowed from his body, that the milk flowed from his body. It was blood that flowed from his body. The wound that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got, it was not like they threw flowers at him. When they threw stones at Nabi Afaq sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those stones hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not that he didn't feel the pain. And he bled profusely. His shoes Mubarak got filled with his blood. And then the pins of the helmet in Uhud penetrated his jaws. It was not a question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not feeling pain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he fell down unconscious, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teeth Mubarak were shattered, or when he went into sajda and they placed intestines of animal on his back, or the story of the stone on the belly, on the stomach, which their little children also do, ghazwa Uhud or khandaq, they know, that when that sahabi showed one stone on his stomach due to hunger, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, khatamul anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Tajdar-e Madina, Ahmad-e Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa. Jameelon mein, ajmal kamilon mein, akmal sharifon mein, Ashraf sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised his kurta and he showed that you have got one stone, I have got two stones. So you think we just tied that stone for no reason? That he wasn't feeling the pain of hunger? And so that will be there, that is natural. But within the heart, there is a kind of sukoon that my Allah is aware of this. He is watching me. He knows my condition. And there must be some great wisdom. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom. That why He is putting me through this test and trial. So, be kayfi mein bhi to humne kayf musalsal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain, us haal ko akmal dekha. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez kare, us raah ko aqal dekha hai. The route that I choose, it is the most difficult of all routes. And the road that Allah Ta'ala chooses for me is the best and the easiest. Now, when can we get that kayfiyat? When we have that kind of bonding with our Allah.
And that comes through khalwat, our seclusion. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ الْخَلَى. When he went to Ghari Hira, the love of that khalwat was put into my heart. He says, it was made beloved to me. First it was seclusion, thereafter it was khalwat. Then he was told, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرِ أُمْ فَعَنْذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحْرِ وَالرُّجْزَ فَحْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُمْ تَسْتَكْفِرْ. Now all that came after. So therefore coming on Thursday night, Alhamdulillah, is very good. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept your coming. Allah Ta'ala increase our muhabbat for him and for Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must not just restrict ours and limit our remembrance of Allah Ta'ala to just some occasions. The purpose of this is to light that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love, so that when the fire is burning, then the heat of that fire is felt all the time. And the person is in his home too, he's got that love of Allah Ta'ala with him. His walk will say that this person is an ashik of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His talk will say that his akhlaq and his mu'amlat and his mu'asharat, his dealing, his transactions, his speech, his relationship with his wife, children, family members, everybody will show that this is some aashiq of someone. So when will that happen is when that love of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be deep in the heart. And it is not something difficult. It is Allah Ta'ala would not have made this compulsory taqwa if it was impossible. But our understanding of taqwa is different. Our understanding of taqwa is we must stand on one leg and read 100,000 times one tasbih on the seashore. Then we got taqwa. That is not taqwa. Simple abstinence from that which is haram. Now definitely there is a pressure there that will come on the nafs. But that is where that fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will light up. When else will it light? Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain. داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں that high and that sigh that the bandha of Allah تبارک و تعالی makes and others are engaging in all kinds of haram and sinful activities and they portray as if they are really, really enjoying themselves. There's no restriction, cinema, discos, naked films, nudity all round, shamelessness, vehayai, which is nothing but najasat, khabasat and ghilazat in reality. With all that najasat and khabasat and ghilazat, filth, it is glorified. It is presented to us in a glorious way. It is made glamorous in our eyes. At that time, this bandha of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he takes the wound on his heart, daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye. The decoration of the heart of his is with the wounds of high and hasrat. How we have arrows all the time knocking at somebody's body. And when those arrows are targeted at the person and all his body is bruised, the blood flowing from all those wounds, like that this person's heart is bruised all the time. There's daaghe hasrat, the person takes that pain. He says, my Allah, I am taking this pain on my heart for your pleasure. You are aware that as a young person, it is not easy for me. I am being tempted by nafs and shaitan to also go in that direction. But I am your banda, I am your ghulam, I am your slave. And I want you, I want your muhabbat, I want your closeness. I want your marifat. I want your being to be in my heart. I want you to open up your treasures for me. Open up the treasures of sukoon in my heart. Give me peace of mind, tranquility. Give me the noor of iman. Give me the sweetness of iman, halawat of iman. For this gaze which I am lowering, or for this transaction which would have brought me millions, but I am letting it go because it's coming through a haram source, whether it is through gambling, or whether it is cheating, or whether it is through usurping somebody's property or somebody's right, taking property which does not belong to a person, maybe making millions. But he takes that daaghe hasrat on his heart, daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hai. Then you will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love will flow in those hearts, then he will say, Zubane hal se ho kahega. And sometimes with qal also he will say it. But in reality his heart will say it. Nahi khatma hoti e moje musalsal mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal mere bahar e gham ka kinara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us all. And those waves of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat will flow in the heart. You won't want to have anybody around you. How long does that enjoyment last of looking at haram? How long does it last? Even if a person engages in adultery, fornication, watching the porn sites or engaging in other kind of haram, how long will that enjoyment last? And most of the times immediately the person will realize that it has brought nothing but restlessness in his life. As a mu'min and a Muslim, he cannot enjoy that sin. And then sometimes the health is destroyed, sometimes the wealth is gone, sometimes other things are gone. Sometimes the wife is gone because of that engagement in that haram. How many people lost their wives because of adultery and fornication? How many people lost their wives because they were caught watching or chatting or SMSing or computer communication or mixed lines? They got caught. Other wives say, I don't want you anymore, finish out. So what did they get in the end of the day? Or somebody will land in jail and prison. So my Shaykh says, as a Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum, ki aram se raho, ram ram mat karo. Aram se raho. Stay happy, eat, drink, be cheerful, talk nicely with family, friends. Have your picnic, nobody stops. Make amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar. Aram se raho. Ram ram mat karo means don't disobey Allah ta'ala. That's all. And then enjoy that. Take that daaghe hasrat in the heart. Decorate the heart with the wounds of those arrows. And then see after that what comes in that heart. I conclude on that example of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, or Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi said. That is, there are two people. One comes and claims that I really, really love you. I have a great muhabbat for you. Therefore, I traveled 1,000 kilometers and I came. Why did you come? It's just nothing. No other purpose. Just mulaqat. That's all. Tumhari muhabbat ke andar maine ye safar kiya. Bas aur kuch nahi. So definitely this person will hug the person and say, MashaAllah, I appreciate your muhabbat. Come have some lunch, supper, have some. He'll appreciate it. So he will show muhabbat.
Then after a little while another person comes. Well, this first person said, I just came from 5 kilometers away or 10 kilometers away. And then the other person comes, his whole body is wounded. He's bleeding. There's wounds all over his body. He says, where are you coming from? He says, I'm coming from 1,000 kilometers, from Cape Town side I'm coming. Or Port Elizabeth side, or Johannesburg, or some faraway place. But I had to travel hitchhiking. I don't have a car. I cannot afford a plane ticket. I cannot afford a bus ticket. So I stood on the highway. Sometime it was snowing, sometime it was raining, sometime it was wind, sometime it was some other problem. And then as I was coming, then some enemies also were preventing me to come to you. They were stopping me. They were not going to allow you to go to meet your beloved. So somebody was throwing stones at me and somebody was stabbing me. But I just forced my way through. And so whatever happens, I can die, but I want to meet my beloved. So that is why I'm in this condition. So even if that person is bleeding, the person is not in park, and whatever dirt is on his clothes, that his friend will hug him and say, oh, what kind of mohabbat you have got? So much of dark on your body. So much of blood on your body. So much of blood on your clothes. You took all those wounds, you took all that difficulty, you took all those tests and trials just to reach me. So there's a new set of clothes. Go and have a nice shower. Take some nice, powerful, expensive perfume and ether. Apply over your clothes. And then there's a nice, hot towel and warm clothes, beautiful room. Have a good rest and have nice, hot meals. He'll go out of his way because this person has taken wounds on his body and life, truly proving his love. That is why the shaheeds, this is the ajar and by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That wound on their body, that blood on their body, that blood on their clothes, it is a proof of that love that they had in their hearts. Ohad ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se sabak le ke paband dastur hunga. The blood they showed that this is the muhabbat that we had for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the more the wound the person has taken on his body and on his heart, the more the hasrat, the gham he took on his heart, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then opens the doors of his inayat for him. He straightaway pumps into that heart his muhabbat and such kind of bonding Allah ta'ala gives that we can't even explain. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you and bless the entire ummah. Then we won't require bayans upon bayans. Because the person will get a taste, then what does he need more bayan after? Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालहु. अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाह illallah la ilaha 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 illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. O Allah, we know we are deserving of your wrath and your anger. If you shake the ground beneath our feet, or you send the tsunamis against us, or you send gale force winds, or you send the flood waters, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we know we are deserving. But you don't love punishing, you don't love sending your Azab, you don't love, my beloved Allah, seizing. You dearly love forgiveness, you dearly love forgiveness, you dearly love forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu anna ya kareem. We are therefore asking you to give us the best of dunya and akhirat. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, and give us amnesty, O Allah. Amnesty. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihi. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله مولا يا صل وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ما يبلى ولا الله ما رحيم الله ما كريم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. We dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you. Hey Rabbi Kareem, humare gunahon ko maaf kar de. We know that what is blocking our ways, our sins, Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are acknowledging before you every sin of ours, every weakness of ours, every shortcoming of ours. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our wives, our children, our parents, our family members, the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Day and night we engage in your disobedience. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed and humiliated us there and then. When we were engaging in haram, you could have ordered the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. But oh Allah, how loving you are, how kind you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Hey Rabbi Kareem, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Don't turn away your glance of mercy. Don't turn away your glance of maghfirat because of our sins, my Allah. Agar tune nigahe rahmat pher li, to mere maula, aap bataiye ki phir hum gande jaye kahan. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home where we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to reject us, if you have to reject us, who will accept rejected ones like us? Ay Rabbi Kareem, then we will be facing nothing but total destruction. Aap apni rahmat ki nigaah hum par dal dijiye. One gaze by Allah of mercy is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hum sharminda hai. You blessed us with so much, so much. We have used your ni'mats for your disobedience. Rabbe Kareem, hume maaf farma. Ab to zindagi ka haal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. How long am I going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? Change my direction. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa, my beloved Allah. Whosoever in hospital, clinics, homes, wherever they may be, Ey Rabbe Kareem, sabko shifa-e tam, kamil, ajil, daim, nasib farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. We have made garbage bags of our hearts, my Allah. Hearts which were supposed to be for your muhabbat, for your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have filled our hearts with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hamare dil gande ho chuke, gande ho chuke. Fill our hearts with your love and your ishq and muhabbat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our sustenance, in our life, in our time. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyyah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummat of Nabiyyah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Masjid-e-Haram ki hifazat farma. Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki hifazat farma.
Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, tamam deeni kamo ki hifazat farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, accept and make maqbool the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Masajid, Madaris, Khanqa, sabko qabool farma. Hum sabko Allah wala bana de. Tere deen ki khidmat karne wale bana de. Akhirat ko apne samne rakhne wale bana de. Ey Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that this world is temporary. We have to cross the bridge into the hereafter. Ey Rabbi Kareem, sakarat se hamari hifazat farma. Qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Protect us from the azab of qabar, from the azab of hashar. On the day of qiyamah, my beloved Allah, if you have to question us, can any one of us pass? Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are acknowledging before time that we have failed. Ey Rabbi Kareem, therefore we are asking you for pardon and for mercy. Without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, enters into Jannat in the company of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one is going to question you, my beloved Allah, that why did you forgive those sinful ones? Who is going to question you, my Allah? It's your prerogative. You are ghafir, you are ghaffar, you are ghafoor. Ey Rabbi Kareem, enters into Jannat without reckoning. Cause us to cross full sirat like light. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut se. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram. A maut. Death is certain, my Allah, certain. And we don't know when it is going to come. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. आके गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता बसर अब जिंदगी अपनी दियारे कुद्स में होती वहीं जीता वहीं मरता वहीं को कफ़ा. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, that you may stay, that you are pleased with us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humse razi ho ja, razi ho ja, razi ho ja. You are well aware of all the good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna that's in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl and kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. Those who have requested for duas, those who have written for duas, those who have SMS'd for duas, so evil for dua, Ey Rabbi Kareem, sab ki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Fulfill their good wishes, desires. You are well aware of their difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. With your fazal, kindness and ihsan, remove their pain, suffering, hardship, poverty, difficulties, unemployment, whatever it may be, Ey Rabbi Kareem, mushkilat ko dur kar de. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness and safeguard us from all the fitnas, mischief and corruption from which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Protect the ummah from them. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antal sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. برحمتك يا